work in the ministry of K-Life this year. John, it's great to have you with us.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me this morning. Pastor Scott has asked me to share a little bit of what K-Life is doing here in the community and just what God is doing through K-Life. So, my name is John Slimak, for those that don't know me, and I am the Enid K-Life director here in town. First and foremost, I just want to thank you guys as a congregation. Over the past couple years, you guys have supported K-Life financially, and without you, our ministry would not run the way it does now. So a big thanks to you guys for helping us out and supporting K-Life here in town. So K-Life is a non-denominational discipleship youth ministry helping kids grow closer to Jesus. We strive to impact a youth culture for Christ, and in this we try to create a safe environment for kids 6th grade all the way through 12th grade to come and hang out with us on Tuesday nights. So our Tuesday nights, the 6th graders through 8th grade, our middle school, meet from 6:30 to 7:30. There we play some games, we do some worship, and we have a Christ-led talk by a speaker that comes in and talks. We do the same thing in middle school that meets from 7:45 to 8:45. And like I said, we try to make this a safe place for kids to come connect with each other and connect with Christ. Some of our goals in K-Life here in Enid are first and foremost for kids to grow deeper in their relationship with the Lord. And then secondly, as God tells us in the Bible in Matthew 28, is to go and make disciples. So we want to try to equip our kids to be able to share Christ's love with other people on their sports teams, in their households, or at their schools. So Pastor Scott had asked me to share a story, kind of what God has been doing through K-Life, and there are a lot of stories to choose from, but I chose this one that kind of goes along with one of those goals that we try to achieve at K-Life. So recently I found myself in Oklahoma City meeting with a former student who's now in college down in Oklahoma City. And we were grabbing some dinner, and he was telling me that he is now volunteering and leading a small group at the Oklahoma City K-Life. He leads a small group of 6th graders. And throughout dinner, I was just asking him how it was going, and he said it was going really well. And he was just really excited to be able to pour into other people's lives, younger kids' lives, just like he had been poured into over the years that he had gone to K-Life here in Enid. And even though he's got a busy school schedule, he says he wants to make it a point that he can continue to share Christ's love to younger kids and younger generations. So that made me feel really good to know that we try to create disciples at K-Life, and God's been allowed or has allowed me to see that play out in this kid's life. So K-Life meets every Tuesday night at the Rock House, which is connected over in the Oakwood Church parking lot. So it's right on the corner of Oakwood and Randolph. We meet, our middle school meets from 6:30 to 7:30, and our high school meets from 7:45 to 8:45. This week, actually, we are having our annual Halloween party. So the time would be started at 6:30, and it will go till 8, and that's for both middle school and high school. Costumes are encouraged. There will be free candy, which normally gets a lot of kids in the door. So we try to have one big event a month, and this is for a couple reasons. First, the students that do come, it allows them to get some opportunities that they may not necessarily always get to do later on in the year. We'll go to a Thunder game, we'll go bowling, we'll have our dodgeball tournament. So the kids that are connected in K-Life get to do some fun things, and then it also encourages them to bring some friends that may not be comfortable with K-Life just yet in coming to a club. So they can come to a big event, get to know some people that are involved in K-Life, and hopefully come through the doors the next week at club. So with K-Life, we're always looking for three things. And first and foremost, we're looking for people to get involved. So if you're a kid from 6th grade up all the way through your senior year in high school, we would love to see you, and we'd be thrilled to have you on Tuesday nights. If you're an adult, we're always looking for leaders. So if you have a passion to get involved in kids' lives and to help disciple them, we would love for you to reach out and be a leader for us. Second, we are a nonprofit ministry, so we're always looking and praying for financial resources. And again, thank you guys so much for blessing us in that. So we're always looking for that. And then third and last, we're always looking for people to spread the word, whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, we would love for you just to tell people around Enid about K-Life and what God's been doing through K-Life. So another way to connect is through our website, which I'm really proud of because I did a lot of work on that and I'm not very talented on the computer. So if you have or if you want more information about K-Life, you can reach out and find stuff at www.enid.klife.com. And we are also on Facebook, so if you search Enid K-Life on Facebook, you'll be able to find us. Thank you guys again so much for letting me come and share, and also for supporting us. We really appreciate it. And yeah, we look forward to see what God can continue to do in our ministry.
Thank you, John. It's great having you with us. We also wanted to give you a chance to hear about how God has been at work through our ongoing projects in Niger, drilling wells there. And Don Gerbrandt is one of our church family members who's gone on a trip to Niger. And so I asked Don if he would just share with us briefly how God has used that in his life and just as an encouragement that God is at work through us in the world.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Well, missions has been a part of my life, I guess, as early as I was able to kneel before bedtime and pray for missionaries that were going from our church. And so just been asked to make a few comments about the effect of missions, in particular Niger. We can all, the command that we have is to pray, give, and go. And we can all pray. And the prayers need to encourage our missionaries. It needs to be a prayer of safety for them and also of success in their mission. We in this country are very privileged and have resources, and we can give, and we'll have that opportunity next weekend to give. Many of you over the years have been a part of a mission, and I'm sure that you can share with me the real privilege and the benefits of that. In the past, I've been privileged to be involved with Mennonite Disaster Service in Midwest U.S., Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and also with Samaritan's Purse in New Orleans with the after the Katrina thing. People's lives are turned upside down when they all they have is gone, and they need a human touch as well as a divine touch, and it's a thrill to be a part of that work of restoration. The Hosanna Institute of the Sahel is a organization in Niger, Africa, where God is doing an awesome miracle. And in December of 2012 and 15, I was able to go with a group there, and the drilling became a part of that operation. It becomes pretty obvious when you arrive that there is really a need for this. The rainy season is very short. The people have to carry their water long distances, and the surface water is contaminated and causes diseases. So it's a critical operation. Water wells are locations are chosen where they can have the where they have the need and the potential of exposing people to the gospel, such as schools, churches, and public gatherings, remote communities, and such. At each of these locations, there's always a group of people gathered together, and of course, the language barrier makes it impossible to verbally communicate. So you kind of wonder, do these people see Christ in us as and our work as we are working there? And Once the drilling equipment is set up, we form a circle and we ask for God's blessing in the work. And then we have the cry of drill, baby, drill. Now, sometimes that's a little bit hard to explain. Typically, a 100 to 150 foot hole will produce a region of underground water sufficient for a hand pump. And when people see this fountain of water coming out of the ground in their neighborhood, it is just amazing to observe the joy and the gratitude that they express. Taking the rig down and setting it up again requires combined effort of the team. And after a day or two, the harmony of the team comes together, and that's just a great thing to be a part of. The follow-up on this is the Hosanna team setting up the pump and sharing the gospel when the opportunities arise. The going part of the missions gives a better understanding and appreciation for the needs of those who serve and those being served. Thank you.
Well, thank